Hello?
Hi, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues and we would like to ask you a few questions. Your opinions are needed. This survey is strictly confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat at the moment.
Thank you. In this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for the senator, for Texas senator, sorry, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better.
I'd say right now the Democratic ticket, and for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator to you to cast your vote in the 2024 election and vote for Democratic candidates? Number one, to stop Texas, show me your papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if have mental illness history, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable.
I would say to stop Trump and his band of crazy MAGA guys, that's primarily
And which is the next biggest motivator? To stop Texas, show me your papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. To stop Texas' extreme abortion ban, to address gun violence and mass shooting with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if have mental illness history, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable.
Okay, so I would go with raising the age limit on the assault weapons, then I would go for the stopping the vehicles, and then I would go after that for the abortion piece to ban all abortions, no matter what, even incest or rape. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Insurance is probably the last one, but there's other topics. Is there another topic between there? Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas' anti-abortion law? Takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. No exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Finds any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison.
I would say the first one, like if the mother's in peril and now you're making forcing the issue where she's going to lose her life. Second is the other one, where you're forcing them to go out of state to get the abortions. That's not second. That's third. The second one is about the incest because now you're saying younger women, 11 years old. No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree that they should. Oh, well, that's what happened. They should go to term. Then the other one is the going outside of Texas because it puts it at risk, whatever they're going to do. After that, it would be the doctors that they're getting on the hook for performing these things if they're trying to save the life of the mother. And then what did you have at the end?
Okay. Can you please tell me what is your gender? Male, female, other?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 or 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
No, the second one. You're 44 to 54.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Yes, Hispanic.
Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Paramount and Peacock, I do.
Thanks. TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
CNN, yes.
YouTube TV?
Not so much.
Facebook or Meta?
No.
TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
X.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you, too.